A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, our listeners.
Hello, you.
Hello, you listeners. Should we kick things off with this email?
Yeah, read it out, Dori.
All right. My question for you is about marriage. I just got married a little under a year ago, and about 2 months after the ceremony, my husband started a new prestigious job at a really big company in his industry. Since he's been there, he comes home with one success story after another, and I'm really proud of his accomplishments and the recognition by his peers. But the downside is that he's gone from a relatively stable schedule to leaving before I wake up in the morning and my alarm goes off at 6:30. And if he gets home at 8 p.m., it's an early day. When he is home, he's super tired, and I feel wrong when I intrude on his limited downtime in ways that range from reminding him to do his share of the chores to bigger around-the-house stuff. We just moved to a bigger space and still need a bunch of furniture to make it function, etc. I work a lot, too, so it's not like I'm sitting around the house just waiting for him to come home and do everything for me. It's more that our regular division of actual and emotional labor around the house has gotten really skewed. It's impacting our relationship a lot because I feel like I'm on eggshells trying to respect how busy and tired he is, and he feels guilty and terrible whenever I bring it up. I also just generally feel a lot less connected to him when he's this beat all the time. So my question is, when your spouses are in the throes of busy and exhausted periods, do you have any strategies to feel A, not like a terrible nag, and B, stay emotionally connected?
Well, I mean, I have lots of thoughts.
Tell me your thoughts,
Well,
Kate.
The first thing that popped into my mind was the listener recommended marriage meetings, which I think you might not need to do every week if that doesn't work for you and your partner. But what I do think is, like, you need to find a way to say all these things to your spouse.
Yeah.
And I think, and find a time when it's not like he just got home from work and you're tired too. Like, on a Saturday, go out for breakfast,
yep,
have some coffee,
yep,
be in each other's company and enjoy each other, and then say, like, this, you know, I want to connect with you emotionally and have fun together. And then I also want to figure out a way for us to kind of still share the home labor, because it's, you know, it's feeling like it's a lot on me, but I also respect the fact that you are busy. But just, I don't, just because, I mean, two things. I do think that sometimes not everything is always equal in a partnership. Sometimes one person is pulling weight financially. Sometimes a person's pulling weight around the house more, or with children if you have kids, or with your dog, or whatever. But that doesn't mean it shouldn't be addressed and acknowledged, mm-hmm, and then set back in balance, or have the pendulum swing the other way, so you just don't become the home chore person, mm-hmm, for the next, you know, decade.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say schedule a date night. Put it in your calendar. Make it something easy and fun that you guys can do and share together. That's me, Dori. What are your thoughts?
Those are all great thoughts. I was going to say a date night would be the first thing that I recommend. You need that time that you're both going to be able to just relax around each other and enjoy each other. And I don't think there's anything weird about having a specific date night. Like, I think especially when you're both working a lot, you need to know that you have that time together to look forward to.
Yeah, scheduled in.
Yeah. Like, Matt and I have a date night every Saturday night, and it's like it's like sacred time. Like we will do, we'll go out occasionally with other couples, but I never like do my own thing on a Saturday night.
That's your night.
That's out. Like we do something together, whether it's just the two of us or it's us doing something else with other people, we are doing something together. And when Matt had a job, a few months ago that was taking him to New York on the weekends. And I was like almost never seeing him. And the only time we really saw each other is when we did our podcast together. And we usually ended up having to do it on like Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. Like it was crazy. And we didn't get to have date nights because he was in New York. But even just having that hour, like you need something. And I think it's also worth addressing with him. And again, like Kate said, I don't think this is something that you bring up when he's just gotten home from work or, you know, when either of you is feeling stressed. But I think it is worth discussing, is the schedule going to last forever? Like, is he just working these long hours because he just started this, as you say, new prestigious job and he feels like he needs to like prove himself? Or is this going to be forever? Because I think if this is going to be forever, then it's worth having a conversation about whether it's sustainable.
Yeah, because you also have a job.
Yeah.
And maybe you're like, whether or not you have a prestigious job, you have a job.
Yeah.
And you have shit you got to do and you're tired.
Yeah. And I detect a little bit of sense. I detect a little bit of the sense from maybe both of you that his new job is so important that it gives him a pass for everything else.
And how do we feel about that?
I'm just saying, just think about it.
Okay.
All right.
Dory.
Yes.
One other thing that I did with my husband, yes, Anthony, because he is coming off and also kind of going into a really crazy work year and he travels a lot. And we also have children. That's like, it's very important to him and me that he spends time with them. But I gave him 12 date nights for Christmas and I planned every single one so he didn't have to, like, it was important to him that we spent time together, but I think it was also like made him feel good that I figured it out.
Yeah.
And we have been doing those and it's been really, we just did one together and it's been so much fun.
That's awesome.
So if you are able to carve in special time together like that, I think that could also help you guys reconnect and that might make the conversation easier. Yeah. So you're not just coming at each other from a place of like tiredness and resentment and frustration.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck. Should we listen to a voicemail?
Yeah, this is a question.
This is Kristen. Thanks for your show. I was calling because I was wondering about your favorite haircut or hair colors or if you dye your hair. Basically, what is your hair maintenance routine? My favorite self-care is getting my hair cut and dyed, and I dye my hair every few months, and I have a short pixie haircut, and my favorite haircut is definitely shaved on the sides, which I did after I had my twins because I figured I was a stay-at-home mom and I might as well have the haircut I had always wanted when I couldn't have it when I was working. So I would love to hear what your routines are. Thanks so much for the show. Bye.
Well, what an interesting question. I feel like I have such a tortured relationship with my hair that it's like even thinking about the like what my favorite things to do are with my hair, I feel like I'm constantly in just like survival mode with my hair. So I don't color it because I used to color it and then I was like, I kind of like my hair color. It's like a nice dark brown and I'm not going gray, which, you know, if you are going gray and you want to go gray, then great. But I know a lot of people color their grays, but I don't have to color my grays because I don't really have them. And I had been getting hair extensions for a while to kind of like make it look thicker. And then I decided that they were really expensive to maintain. And you had to get them like retaped. They were tape-in extensions. You had to get them retaped every like 4 to 6 weeks. And every time you went, it was like another, you know, you had to pay again. And it just, it I was like, can anyone really tell that these are even in, like, or is it just sort of psychologically making me feel better, which does have value, but didn't seem to have as much value as I was paying. So I took them out. I do love getting my hair cut because for like that one day, your hair looks great.
It looks so good.
Yeah. I want to get a perm. I want to get like a, you know, like a wavy perm.
Do it.
But I haven't, I keep saying that and then I don't really like investigate. But
I like your hair how it is.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
I think you've got nice hair. Works thanks. With your face, your thanks. Vibe.
Thanks. Thanks. How about you?
I mean, do I have a specific favorite celebrity haircut that I've tried on myself? Yes.
Whose?
Katie Holmes, when she cut her hair into that sweet ass bob, when she was like really into that Tom Cruise marriage, which was, you know, we don't need to talk about that disaster.
Totally.
But she, that freaking bob, man, I loved her like initial bob, not with the bangs, just the bob. I have taken that photo in and tried to get that haircut a couple times.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Every time I've gone through a situation, I always cut my hair, and it's never the right decision. Mm-hmm. But I also then will grow it out, and that's also not where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I had very, very long hair my whole life. And then I cut it when I was 22 into like a chin length lob situation. So I think if I had a favorite hairstyle that's not necessarily on my head, it would be that Katie Holmes bob. I like whatever hairstyle a person feels most comfortable in their own skin in.
Do you color your hair?
So I do. I do color it. It's never gone exactly how I want it to go because I don't know how to articulate what I want and I always feel embarrassed. Like when I get hair color, it's not like a thing I naturally know about. Mm. And so I go in and I'm like, I don't know. I just want it to kind of look neat. And they're like, okay, do you want highlights or lowlights? And I'm like, I don't know. Like I just figure out
your
how
hair
to
looks
say.
Nice though.
I just learned how to say balayage.
Uh-huh.
I was saying balayage.
I think I was saying that too.
I had no idea. So I have had kind of like highlights painted in and then yeah. I'll get a toner. But and I've been doing that for like a year. What I have found is that I resent how long it takes.
Yeah.
It's like a 5-hour thing. So I don't do it very often because I just am so impatient. And also right. like, again, I'm just like, is this what I need to be spending money on?
Right.
But I do right now have like painted in highlights in my mousy brown hair.
They look great.
Hair does not particularly feel self-care-y to me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's like the easiest is what I like.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, but I did once cut my hair into a pixie cut and that was not a moment for me.
I've never done that. I have cut it short, like too short.
For you.
For me, yes. But I've never done the pixie. Thank you, caller. Do you want to read this last email?
I do.
Great.
Hey, guys. Love you both. I'm getting married and I can't stop thinking about my makeup. I don't normally wear a ton of makeup. I just cover up little acne spots, put blush on my cheeks, and mascara eyeliner on a fancy day. At my makeup trial, my buddy went all out on my face. It looked cool, but not like me at all. I had her try again a little lighter. It still felt dramatic, so I had her wipe off one more time. The final product was okay, but my skin looked like it was absolutely caked in foundation and powder. Is that what makeup is supposed to look like? If I want a more natural look, am I better off just doing my makeup myself? Should I just pay for another trial with her and be clear how little makeup I want? I like your style. What did you guys do for your wedding makeup?
So I got married in Las Vegas.
I was there. You looked great.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like whenever I say I got married in Las Vegas, I always have to follow that up by saying that I had like a quote unquote, I had a wedding with a lot of people. I didn't get married in like the little white chapel with an Elvis impersonator, although there was an Elvis impersonator at the reception who performed 4 songs.
But you digress.
But I digress. But I had to find hair and makeup people in a city that I didn't live in. And so I did a hair and makeup. I did a hair trial. I might not have even done a makeup trial. Anyway, I just told the woman who was great. I told her that I wanted to look like myself, but better. I said, I still want to look like myself. I don't want to look like I have a lot of makeup on, but I want to look like the best I've ever looked. And I think, you know, sometimes we'll hear people say like, oh, this is makeup for the camera. Like, that's why it looks like you're wearing so much foundation. And like, I always feel like when I look like I'm wearing a lot of makeup, I look like I'm wearing a lot of makeup. You know what I mean?
I do.
And so I was wearing a decent amount of makeup, but I didn't look overly made up. I think one of the things that helped with that was that I did a neutral lip. I think one thing that will instantly make you look like you're wearing a quote unquote lot of makeup is if you do like a bright red lip or a really bold lip, which a lot of people do and looks great. But for me, because I wanted to go for a more natural look, I went with like a more neutral lip color. I also picked out my lipstick, and brought it to like, I use my own lipstick
because
also they like, you want to be able to touch it up. That's like the one thing you really want to be able to touch up over the course of your wedding. And so it's good to have your own shade. So that is what I would, if you're set on using this friend, which are you? I mean, she did 3 tries and none of them was really right. So maybe it's time to move on to another person. I mean, The other thing you could try is you could just try to do your makeup yourself as a trial.
You could also go to Sephora or a makeup counter.
Yeah.
Have them do your makeup and then buy the, like, have them put aside. If you don't, maybe, I don't know what you're like. Maybe you already know how to do your makeup and have products you like. But if you're like, what do I have? What do I wear?
Yeah.
Have your makeup done by someone there and then buy the products that you like that worked for you. And then you could do it yourself.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Yeah.
I did not like my wedding makeup.
I was not at your wedding.
You were not.
Because I didn't know you.
We didn't know each other in real life. It was in 2008. It looks fine in the photos, but I remember I didn't, especially at that time, I never wore makeup. Now I wear a little, I have a better kind of understanding of it, but it felt like I had stripes on my cheeks of just like blush. And I remember very vividly like asking my friends if I looked like a clown, and they all said I did not. And I think ultimately it looked fine, but for me it was too much just because I wasn't used to it. I think that's probably it. I bet you look lovely with it,
yeah,
but you're not used to it, I'm guessing it's gonna make you feel uncomfortable because it doesn't feel like you.
Like you. You want to feel like you.
You want to feel like yourself, not even necessarily looks wise, but you just want to feel good.
Yeah.
So I would say, it seems to me like this friend is not working out in terms of makeup artist for you. I'm sure they're a great makeup artist, but if they tried numerous times and you are also not a big makeup person, I think it might be wise to find somebody else and be very clear before you hire them what you want.
Yeah. And tell them that you don't normally wear a lot of makeup.
Yeah. And it seems like you would have to pay to do another trial with your friend. Yeah. And you were already so clear. I think unless it's going to like burn a bridge with a friend and you don't want to deal with that, I would say like try to find a way to politely move on from that friend and see if you can find someone where you live who does work that you make up work that you think reflects your soul.
And congratulations and have a great wedding.
Yeah. And you know what? No matter what, the most important thing is like your experience marrying the person that you love. So, even if you feel like your makeup is not exactly what you want it to be, I bet it's going to look great and you're going to have a great time. Well, Dory.
Yeah.
If people want to call us and leave us a voicemail, they can call 781-591-0390.
They can do that, but they can also send us an email.
That's true.
At forever35podcast@gmail.com. And if you so desire, you can follow us on Instagram at Forever35Podcast.
Throw us an Apple Podcast review.
Yeah, we won't hate you for it.
No, we'll love you for it.
We'll love you for it.
Thank you so much for listening and for calling and emailing, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.